And welcome to this 2020 Spring Sports Spotlight on 92.1 KRBLS. I'm Andrew Schneider. Joining us today is Mason Herter, a senior thrower for the Pella track and field team who missed out on a chance to compete for a state championship this year. Mason owns the third longest throw in Pella program history, achieved in April of last year. You had a lot of success last year as a thrower for the Pella Dutch. And we're hoping to have even more this year with a team that probably was going to, at the very least, take a good swing at a top three, top five finish up at state. What was your initial reaction to hearing the spring sports season was ultimately canceled, knowing that you put in a lot of work to try and fill in, you know, not only to improve on your performance from last year at state, but kind of fill the shoes of a guy like Nick DeYoung, who graduated and obviously had a ton of success as well?
I was extremely disappointed because although I made it to Drake and state last year, I did not throw my best like I had in the earlier of the seasons. So I was kind of wanting some redemption and had some goals for myself. And, you know, I was just extremely disappointed to not be able to do that. But I always looked on the bright side and I just said, you know what, it wasn't meant to be. We're all supposed to be safe. And that's the end goal at the end of the day. But yeah, I was disappointed because we had a great team this year. Really good shot to be successful all season long, and just kind of sucks that we weren't able to. But
keeping it in perspective, like you said, one of the things when I talked to Coach Van Houwen that he was extremely proud of is obviously you were a state qualifier last year, made it to Drake, and your throws, some of your early season throws last year, rank among the best in the program that frankly has had some tremendous athletes. You think about Garrett Jansen, obviously Nick DeYoung, Austin Hill, a lot of great names. What does it mean to have your name right next to theirs in the record book, knowing that some of them have gone on to have tremendous success at the collegiate level, and a guy like Nick DeYoung who's playing football for the Iowa Hawkeyes?
Oh, it's kind of surreal because, like, me and Nick got to know each other quite well, and I always looked up to him both, like, as a leader, but also figuratively. I mean, he's 6'6", and I'm just under 6 foot, so I literally looked up to him. And, you know, it's just surreal because you would have told me that freshman year, I would have said no way. And, yeah, it's really just surreal. I never thought I'd be there.
Well, and you're kind of in that in-between role where you didn't get to have another season, but a guy like Cody Heisman, who's going to be next year a senior, and there's obviously always kind of at Pella, it seems like this little pipeline of talent that's been built with the throwers. You know, what do you hope that you've passed on, not only on the football field, but especially in track and field and your more tight-knit group with Coach Anderson and Coach Schulte and the throwers? What do you hope that you've passed on maybe to inspire that next generation to continue to make the throwing program the success that it's become over the past decade or so?
I just hope that I've passed on, you know, hard work, hit the weight room, because with throwing, that's number one. Become explosive, it's not always about strength, but it's about explosiveness and how quick you can move across the ring. And I mean, Cody's got that down. You're going to see him do great things next year. And I hope he can pass that down to younger kids and keep this tradition rolling, because at the end of the day, that's what's most important.
Herter plans to compete for the storied Central College football team this fall. You can hear more of my interview with Mason Herter this Wednesday during the radio sports page at 6 p.m. on 92.1 KRLS.